The U.S. and Japan may be close to resolving a dispute over a U.S. military base. The countries had agreed to move the Futenma Air Base to a remote part of Okinawa, but Japan's prime minister put that on hold. Today, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton played down their differences. Akiko Fujita reports from Tokyo.
News of a possible decision on Marine Corps Air Station Futenma came just hours before Secretary of State Hillary Clinton touched down in Tokyo. Japanese newspapers are reporting that Prime Minister Yukio Hatoyama plans to announce next week that he'll go along with Washington's wishes and stick to the original agreement. Neither Hatoyama nor Clinton would confirm those reports, but the secretary did say Washington would help the Japanese government meet its self-imposed May deadline to resolve the base issue.
I'm confident we will resolve this matter in a way that reflects the very best of our alliance. We have committed to redoubling our efforts to meet the deadline that has been announced by the Japanese government.
The future of Futenma has plagued Mr. Hatoyama since he took office in a historic election last fall. His party won, in part, by promising to reduce the U.S. military presence in Okinawa. There are 10 military bases in Japan's southern island, but Futenma has been the most contentious because it's surrounded by homes and businesses. Hatoyama promised to move Futenma off the island. But the U.S. has been pressing Japan to stick to the agreement it signed in 2006. It calls for the base to be moved to a remote part of Okinawa, but remain on the island. With all signs suggesting Hatoyama now plans to uphold that agreement, Okinawans have vowed to fight the government's decision. When Hatoyama visited Okinawa earlier this month, protesters greeted him in the streets. Angry Okinawans packed a town hall meeting to confront the prime minister. This man said his family is suffering. He said our entire house shakes when the military conducts exercises. It doesn't matter if we cover our ears. It's loud and we're scared. Former Deputy Minister of Foreign Affairs Hitoshi Tanaka helped negotiate the framework for the 2006 agreement. He says Hatoyama needs to do a better job of explaining why the base must stay on the island.
If U.S. military is to operate under a very hostile atmosphere, how would it affect the very basis of the alliance? That is very questionable.
Tanaka says the U.S. and Japan must strengthen their alliance to counter China's growing military power and North Korea's potential nuclear threat. And Okinawan's proximity to both countries makes it an important part of that alliance. Secretary Clinton underlined that today, noting the recent attack on a South Korean warship.
It is good to be reminded, as we recently were with the unprovoked attack on the Korean vessel, that there are still dangers and challenges that confront us together.
Hatoyama will take that message with him when he visits Okinawa on Sunday for the second time this month. The U.S. and Japan could release a statement on their decision later next week, just days before Hatoyama's self-imposed deadline. But that decision could put Hatoyama's political future at risk. His approval rating has plummeted in recent months, and elections for Japan's upper house of parliament are scheduled for July. If his party does poorly in those elections, the calls for Hatoyama to step down could grow too loud for him to ignore. For The World, I'm Akiko Fujita in Tokyo.